In a book called Christ, the Sum of All Spiritual Things.
在一本书，名字叫《属灵人》这本书里面。
The author proclaimed that the plan of God is for all believers to be like Christ.
在这本书里，作者说呢，指出那个神的旨意是让所有的信徒都像耶稣基督一样。
If you're a student, God wants you to be like Christ in school.
如果你是学生，神主希望你在学校里也能所作所为也像基督一样。
If you are a husband or wife,
如果你你是一个你是先生或太太。
God wants you to be Christ-like at home.
神也希望你在家里也像耶稣基督一样。
If you are an engineer or a grocery store owner or worker, God wants you to be Christ-like at your work.
如果你是工程师，是一个杂货店的老板，或者是一个工人，主呢也希望你在工作的时候呢也像基督一样。
If we are conducting our church service,
如果我们在服侍教会的时候
，God wants us to be Christ-like.
神呢也希望我们像基督一样。
Today we want to look at the passage in Philippians chapter 2.
今天呢，我们来查考《腓立比书》第二章。
In verse 5,
从第五节。
And the NIV said, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus."
在新国际版里面是讲，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
In this translation, it used the word attitude.
在那个这个版本的英文版本里，它是用那个心态 attitude。
Other translation, the mind of Christ.
其他的翻译版本把它翻成是耶稣基督的心智。
In Chinese, is the heart of Christ.
在中文我们都把它翻成是耶稣基督的心。
So how should we emphasize this translation, the heart of Christ, or the mind of Christ, or the attitude of Christ?
我们怎么来那个强调它的不同侧重点呢？耶稣基督的心，耶稣基督的心智，或者耶稣基督的态度、心态。
I want to emphasize the Chinese translation that the heart of Christ.
我这里呢想强调是中文版本的翻译，就强调耶稣基督的心。
I think in the Chinese when we say the heart, it includes the attitude or the mind as well as our action.
在中文里我们往往讲心的时候呢也包括那个心态态度和人的行为。
If someone do an act of kindness,
如果有些人呢有一个友善的行为。
Or when they bring something, very precious to visit their relative.
如果他们把那个非常珍贵的东西带给他们来访的客人或他的那个亲戚。
Any act of kindness,
任何一种友善的行为。
Chinese describe this individual as having a good heart.
所以中文呢，往往把这些有这些行为的人呢，说成他们有好的心。
Not good head.
不是好的手。
Not good mind.
也不是说好的那个心心智。
Not good attitude.
也不是说好的态度。
So I think the word heart encompasses both our inner thought as well as our outward action.
所以呢心这个字呢等于把我们内心的心态和外在的那个行为呢都包括在内了。
It describes a consistency between our inward attitude and our outward action.
所以呢它显示了你的内心的态度和外在行为的那个统一。
So in this passage, the Apostle Paul warned Christians, those who are in church, those who are serving, to have the mind of Christ.
所以在这个章节里面讲到就是在教会服事的里面所有的这些仆人呢要有这种耶稣基督的心为心。
Correct myself, the heart of Christ.
耶稣基督的心。
In this passage, we notice at least five or six different aspects of the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个章节里面呢谈到了五到六种不同以耶稣基督心的心为心的那个方面。
First,Our Lord has a humble heart.
第一个呢就是我们的主呢有一个非常谦卑的心。
In verse 6,
第六节
Our Lord being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
This is a rather complicated passage.
这个经节实际上是一个非常复杂的一个经节。
Christ being God himself.
那个基督呢，也就是神本身。
He's equal with God. He's the same as the Divine Father.
他和神有同等的地位，也是一个尊贵的，有尊贵的地位。
His humility begin by describing that he did not grasp his godness, his equality with God.
所以他的谦卑是从他不以自己与神同等为强夺的这一点开始讲。
The word grasp.
Grasp 这个词，强夺的这个词。
So in Chinese, there's a strong kind of impulse of grabbing something and taking something.
又在中文里面是一个强有力的用手抓住什么东西的意思。
In some English translation, describe this word as something, describing a robbery.
在有些英文的里边呢，这个 grasp 这个词呢，还有那个强夺、抢劫的意思。
I don't think that's a good translation. It implied that our Lord Jesus wants to grab godliness.
所以我觉得这这不是很好的翻译，不是说我们的主要把神的他的那个能力抢夺过来，神性抢夺过来。
Is God himself.
因为我们的耶稣基督本身他就是神。
He has all the glory of deity.
他有所有的那个神圣的那个
荣光。So what is humility?
所以这里呢讲到他的那个谦卑。
The term grasp.
那个抢夺这个词
，perhaps describe that our tendency to hold on to something and refuse to let go。
那这有表明我们人所有的一种特性，喜欢抓住某些东西不让它离开。
If you have a good appearance，
如果你有个很好的父母
，appearance your look，
看上去很漂亮。
This is your strength。
这是你的那个优点。
You got to hold on to it。
所以你要不断的保持你的
美貌。You got to make yourself look young。
所以你让自己看得年轻。
Spend time getting your hair done。
所以呢，不断的花时间去那个打扮自己。
Because this is your capital, your strength。
因为这是你的资本，你的优势。
If you're smart。
如果你很聪明。
You get into an elite school, high school in New York City。
如果你考进了那个纽约的特殊高中。
You wind up in a elite Ivy League school.
然后呢，你到了一个那个长春城的那个名校去了。
That is your strength.
这是你的那个强项。
So we put that in our resume.
所以呢，我们的简历里面都要强调这一点。
We want to display our strength.
我想呢，我们想向其他人展示我们的优点。
It is natural for us want to display our talent.
所以很自然，我们人都有这个倾向，想显示我们的那个
才智。So we could be powerful.
这样呢，你就觉得自己是强有力的。
We could command people's respect.
所以呢，我们可以从其他人那边呢得到尊重。
And so many times we hold on to that.
所以很多时候呢，我们紧紧抓住这些东西。
Because this is our strength.
因为这是我们的那个强势。
This is how we could gain respect.
这呢，也就是我们能够得到尊重的那个来源。
So some people hold on to that.
所以有些人呢，紧紧抓住这个东西。
Refuse to let go.
所以不愿意让这些东西
失去。Make sure you put your title in your name, doctor.
所以呢，你的名字上呢，一定要加上你的那个称号。
Make sure your name card.
所以一定要特别是你的那个。
List all your credentials.
所以在你的那个名片上，要把你所有的称号都
列上去。Make sure your LinkedIn.Your Facebook has all your accomplishment. When they click onto your story, they read about all the good things you have done.
所以呢，你在社交媒体上的那些网址的，人家一看呢，就能知道你所有的好的方面。
And sometime when we become Christian,
但后来呢，你们变成了基督徒以后呢
？When I first became Christian, I was told I got to give up all my past.
当我刚成为基督徒的时候呢，我想把我所有的过去呢都抹掉。
But sometimes if you go to churches,
如果你到教会去，
unknowingly,
你会发现呢，
Christians sneak in there what? Their past.
那个基督徒呢，往往那个忘记他的过去。
I went to seminary.
我去那个神学院。
When I look at catalog of professors,
我去看那些教授的名录,
I look at where they graduated.
我看看他们到底是哪个学校毕业的,
where they got their PhD.
哪里得到他的博士学位?
Some churches, they put people in leadership with worldly accomplishment.
很多教会呢, 把那些在世俗当中有很多成就的人呢, 放在领导人的位置。
Those are the things that people, including Christians, hold on to.
这些东西呢, 包括基督徒呢, 也是紧紧抓住不放的。
The reason is that it lifts them up.
这原因呢, 就是能把他们的地位抬高。
Elevate their status.
把他们的地位呢, 升高。
But our Lord Jesus Christ,
但我们的主耶稣基督呢,
who is the creator of the universe,
他是我们宇宙的创造者。
The God himself,
他也就是神本身。
He did not hold on to his godness.
他并没有呢, 紧紧抓住他所有的这个神性。
He didn't hold on to his deity and refused to let go.
他也没有那个紧紧抓住他的这个神圣的性质。
In Cantonese, they say, 你谁都不放手。
I don't.
谁也不放手。
对，他死不一直不放手。
You know, people, when they get old, you know, we lose our good looks, right?
当然年龄大的时候呢, 你的那个面貌就那个不好看。
Put all kind of stuff.
所以就开始打扮自己。
When you get older, you lose your memory.
你年龄大了以后呢, 你的记忆力也差。
You gotta eat fish oil.
所以呢, 你要吃那个,
you got all kind of stuff to make you, right, strong.
所以呢, 你要用各种各样的东西呢, 让你的身体呢, 能够强壮。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was humble.
而我们的那个耶稣基督呢, 非常谦卑。
He didn't hold on to his strength, his godness.
他并没有, 紧紧抓住他的那个, 强势, 他的神性。
I think many times we present ourselves as intelligent or better than other is so that we could make other look what? Less than us.
因为每当你想自己显示的 你比其他人更聪明更有能力的时候呢, 隐含的就是你把其他人贬低了。
When our Lord Jesus came,
当我们主耶稣来的时候呢,
He put His deity away.
他把他的神性放走了。
Is that true?
是不是这样呢?
Was Jesus become less than God?
是不是耶稣基督, 比神地位再低了呢?
So what does it mean for our Lord Jesus Christ to be humble?
所以我们的耶稣基督变成了非常谦卑是什么意思呢?
His humility is not a subtraction of his deity.
他的那个谦卑并不表明他的神性有减少。
For Christian to be humble,
对基督徒来说如果你要谦卑,
it's not that you are very smart, you act stupid.
也并说你从那个非常那个聪明变得非常那个愚笨。
Or if you're very good looking, you purposely look bad.
不是说你其实很好看,但是你故意把自己弄得很难看。
It's not something you subtract.
并不是一些你减少的这个东西。
Our Lord Jesus Christ did not subtract, take away the deity that is godliness.
所以呢, 耶稣基督并没有把他的神性减少。
Humility in Christ is addition.
耶稣基督的这个谦卑其实是一个加法。
It's to add on something that you normally would not put upon yourself.
就加上一些一般你平时不会有的那些。
When Jesus Christ our Lord was born in this world,
当我们耶稣基督来到这个世界上的时候,
I'm sure the angel would say, now that you are going to the earth and to become human, what would you be?
天使会问他说, 你现在你来到这个世界上, 你要成为人的样式, 你想成为什么样的人呢?
Should we get the white horse?
是不是我们应该拿, 把你弄到那个, 有一个白马?
Should we bring your crown of glory?
是不是我们要给你一个尊贵的王冠?
Should we bring your robe of brilliance?
所以给你一个非常, 色彩鲜艳的那个圣袍。
But when Jesus came,
当耶稣基督降世的时候,
He put on a humble uniform.
他是有一个非常谦卑的外表。
That humble uniform,
这个谦卑的外表,
is the body that we have.
也就是我们所拥有的这个身体。
Deity of Christ become flesh.
所以那个圣洁的神成为了人的样式。
He became human.
他成为我们人的样式。
He was born like you and I through the mother's our mother's womb.
他也像你我一样从母亲的腹中怀孕出世。
Only the shepherd came.
只有当牧羊人来的时候。
And three individuals from far east came long way.
所以那个东方来的三个智者。
Another word.The humility of Christ is to put on a limitation.
所以呢，耶稣基督的谦卑就是加上给自我加上他的限制。
This body veil his deity.
所以呢，这个身体呢，隐藏了他的那个神性。
He could have come in clouds of glory.
他可以来到世上有非常高的荣耀。
But the glory of God will impress you.
那个神的那个荣耀也会触动你。
But it does not.Necessary, move your heart.
但这样呢，并不一定是会能够打动你的心。
He want our heart to be touched by his appearance.
所以呢，他想他的心呢，能够他的面貌呢，能够体现出来。
The glory of God is radiant and powerful.
神的那个荣耀是有发散性的，能够发散到四方。
When he came, he covered it. He veiled it with the body that you and I have.
他来到世上的时候，他有我们同样的身体，遮盖住了他的那个荣耀。
Remember Moses when he saw God?
当记得那个摩西面见神的时候。
He came down from Mount Sinai.
他从那个西乃山上下来的时候。
His face radiated.The glory of God.
他的面上发光，有那个神的那个荣耀。
The glory of God was so powerful that people cannot even look.
神的荣耀非常强大，作为人，我们甚至不能眼睛来看他。
So what did they do? They veil Moses' face.
所以他们怎么办呢？他们就把摩西的脸遮盖起来。
They cover his face up.
他们把他的脸呢遮盖起来。
To be humble.
所以能够谦卑
is to sometimes cover your accomplishment.
所以呢，要谦卑就是要把你的所有的成就呢隐藏起来。
The heart of Christ is the heart that is sensitive to people, whoever they are.
所以呢，耶稣基督的心呢，就是要对周围的人呢有这个敏感性。
He did not want to impress the people he wants to love about his greatness.
他不想呢能够打动那些他想。有他爱的那些人。
He come with a humble heart, and that humble heart is demonstrated in a servant's heart.
所以呢，他来有一个谦卑的心，这个谦卑的心呢，通过他有一个服侍的心来体现出来。
So in verse 7,
所以在第七节
，Instead of coming as the God who created the universe,
所以呢，不是来到这个世界像一个。创造旧世万世的主一样。
In verse 7 says, 第七节 instead, he humbled himself.
相反，他虚己。
How does he humble himself?
他怎么来虚己呢？
Not by taking away of his glory.
并不是把他所有的荣耀都去除。
But to veil that glory.
而是呢，来证明这个荣耀。
By taking on the very nature of a servant.
就是呢，取了奴仆的形象。
So by coming and taking a form of a servant,
所以呢，来到这个世上以仆人的形象出现。
He humbled himself.
他呢，使自己呢谦卑。
He become like human.
他成为人的样式。
So that is the humility of Christ.
这就是我们所讲的耶稣基督的谦卑。
It's a complex theological.Doctrine called kenosis.
这呢是在神学里边是一个非常复杂的一个教义，叫 kenosis.
But simply means that Jesus came like you and I.
就简单来说，就是耶稣基督来到这个世上和像你我一样。
More than that, he came in a shape, in a fashion like a servant.
所以呢，他来到这个世上以仆人的形象出现。
In Chinese, said 形状，形，形，what do you call it?
形象，
形状。You know, in Cantonese, I'm sorry, I speak Cantonese.
我他讲的广东话。
You know, it's called 摇影啊，哈。
形象。
so a certain kind of appearance, right?
所以以某种形象出现。
To be cool, you got to have a certain kind of appearance.
所以你要显得很吸引人，你就要有某些形象出现。
I have a friend who was in Shanghai in about 5-6 years ago.
我一个朋友，那个5-6年前去上海。
So he had a TV show about describing 有型 people who has a certain kind of appearance.
他有一个电视节目讲那个人的形象。
So the appearance impress people and they win.
怎么用通过人的外在形象来那个吸引人？
The heart of Christ is that he takes on an appearance.
在讲呢，他说那个耶稣基督以人的形象。
That few of us would like to voluntarily take. Many of us would not want to take on that appearance.
很多人呢不愿意那个成为这样的形象。
How many of you would like to let people know that you are a servant?
多少人愿意让人家知道你是一个仆人呢？
When I was in Hong Kong growing up,
当我到香港的时候，去香港的时候，
many people has a uniform.
那时候呢，很多人都有一个制服。
They wear white. White upper women, white upper part of their outfit.
他们都穿那个白的衣服。
And then the trousers are black.
他的那个裤子都是黑的。
One of the unique appearance of that uniform is that the sleeve is up to the elbow.
所以他制服的那个独特之处，他的那个袖子呢，一直到那个肘这里。
And the trousers is near the knee.
他那个裤子呢短呢，大概到那个膝盖这里。
Maybe it's in style now.
可能现在也是一个流行的那个。
But during that time, you don't want to walk down the street with that uniform.
但那个时候呢，你不想到那个街上的穿这样的制服。
Because that's what servant wear.
这是当时的那个仆人穿的衣服。
Because when you wash dishes, you don't have to roll up your sleeve.
因为你洗碗的时候呢，要把那个袖子卷起来。
When you're working in wet the kitchen. You don't have to roll up your pants.
在如果你在湿的那个厨房里工作的时候，你就不需要把那个裤脚卷起来。那这样的那个外服装呢？
Tell people that you are a servant.
等于告诉别人你的工作呢是服。
How many of you would like to wear an outfit that brings down your status?
多少人愿意穿下这个服装，把你的那个身份地位降低呢？
Some people would like to wear blue, right? Blue outfit.
有些人喜欢穿那个蓝色的服装。
Because that's what doctor wears.
因为这是那个医生穿的。
You see, you go around the cafeteria in the university hospital.
如果你到那个大学的那个食堂里面去。
And doctor would wear these blue, right?
你会发现很多医生就穿那个蓝颜色的衣服。
Those are really dirty uniform, but because you're a doctor, you look like high up in the status.
尽管这些衣服看上去很脏，但是因为你是医生，所以呢，就是你看上去很地位很高。
Jesus became a servant.
所以呢， 耶稣基督成为仆人。
He had in his hand a towel.
所以他也有人手。
He walks around with a basin to wash feet.
他呢为人呢洗脚。
That's the heart of our Lord.
这就是我们神的心。
That's the heart that God wants you and I to have.
这也是神希望你我所有的这个心。
To serve,
to 服侍.
Don't wear too fancy clothes.
不要穿那个太鲜艳的服装。
I don't wear robe, right?
我不穿那个长袍。
Some pastor clergy they wear very fancy robe.
那个有些神职人员呢，穿那个非常好看的那个长袍。
Or they wear white collar.
有那个头颈上有一个白的那个衣领。
So I was helping a Presbyterian Church for about 3 years.
我呢曾经在一个长老会的教会呢服侍过三年。
They didn't have a pastor, so I come and help sometimes.
因为当时他们没有牧师，所以呢我时不时呢去帮忙。
So they said that I have to wear a robe.
他这么对我说呢，你必须要穿个长袍。
And I have to wear the white tassel.
还要挂一个那个白的长的头巾。
I said, no, we are Baptists, we don't wear those fancy robes.
或者说呢，我们那个浸会教会呢，我们不穿这种那个非常漂亮服装。
One of the servant in that church for a long time.
啊，有一个服侍的人在这个教会已经很长时间了。
Pastor Lee,
他对我说呢，李牧师
，You got to understand why minister wear robe。
你应该了解为什么神职人员必须穿那个长袍。
Robe is for humility。
因为这样的长袍呢，是表明你的谦卑。
Black, cover your fancy clothes。
所以那个黑的衣服能够把你的里面的好的衣服呢遮盖。
The white collar and the long tassel。
那个白的衣领和长的那个头巾呢
？Represent the yoke of Christ。
是表明那个神的
yoke is the you know two ox with yoke。
轭是神的。
You're supposed to wear that in symbol of humility.
啊，你穿这个就是一个表明你谦卑的一个形象。
Yoke has a servant of Christ.
因为你负着轭，你是那个神的仆人。
If you wear the white collar,
如果你戴一个白的那个衣领
，double yoke
是那个你负的轭加倍。
So I think many clergy forget the humility of wearing that outfit.
所以很多人呢忘记了穿这些服装的谦卑的含义。
Clergy vesture tells people that you are the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个穿的这个服装呢，等于是告诉别人你是耶稣基督的仆人。
Don't wear that robe shopping.
但不要去那个
shopping.
不要去买这些。
Don't wear that robe to the movies.
我不要把那在那个电影当中穿这些服装。
Don't wear that robe to places you shouldn't go.
不要穿这些服装到你不应该去的地方。
That outfit is an outfit of humility.
所以这个服装呢是表示谦卑的一个服装。
And Jesus wore the appearance of a servant.
所以耶稣基督取了奴仆的形象。
He humbled himself.
他虚己。
His heart was a heart of a servant.
他的心是仆人的心。
And the third part of his heart is the heart of obedience.
第三个方面，他的心是一个顺服。
In verse 8, he said, And being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death.
既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死。
Willing to be humiliated by dying on the cross.
他愿意被那个羞辱在那个在死在十字架上。
God wants you and I to have a humble heart.
神呢也希望你我有一个顺服的心。
Like Christ.
像耶稣基督一样。
He wants you and I to have a servant heart.
他希望你我有一个服侍的心。
Maybe put on some clothing that help you to serve.
那可能穿上某些服装能够帮助你服侍。
God wants our heart to be obedient.
神呢也希望我们的那个心的顺服。
And fourth, God wants our heart to be sincere.
第四呢，神也希望我们的心呢是真诚的。
Sincerity means that what goes on in your heart, what you think about, is consistent with what you do in your activity.
所谓那个真实，就是你脑子里所想、你心里所想的和你所做的一致。
It's what you do and what is inside.What is outside in terms of your activity is consistent with your inside.
所以无论你外在做什么是和你内心所想的一致。
Because in verse 12,
在十二节
Paul urged us,
那个保罗劝勉我们。
He said to the Christian,
他对那个耶稣基督说
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed,
这样看来我亲爱的弟兄你们既是常顺服的。
Not only in my presence,
不但我在你们那里
but how much more in my absence,
就是我如今不在你们那里
When people are looking,
当人观察的时候
When people are not looking,
当他不人不在的时候
Some of us who are pastor, professional Christian,
不少我们这些人呢是那个职业的基督徒也就是那个牧师传道人
Sometimes we act spiritually in front of people,
在人前呢我们的行为呢非常属灵。
We put on our spiritual appearance sometime when we don't serve in front of people.
当那个我们不在人前服侍的时候呢我们有时候要有在人前服侍的时候要有这个属灵的外表。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has a sincere heart.
我们的耶稣基督有这样一个真诚的心。
What he does outside.
他在外面所做所为的时候
consistent with what he would do inside.
和他内心所思所想的一致。
Whether people are looking,
当 不管人前
，where people are not looking,
或者人后
，we are sincere in living out the Christ-like life.
我们非常真诚地活出我们耶稣基督的生命。
And the sixth aspect of Christ's heart is that heart of reverence.
啊，那个第三个那个第六个那个方面就是一个尊敬仰的心。
In verse 12, Paul said, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling."
所以那个第十二节讲，更是顺服，就当恐惧战惊。
And in Chinese, verse 13, because you decided.
第十三节讲到，因为你立志行事。
A reverence and seriousness.
所以你要非常严肃，有这个敬畏的心。
The heart that is stable, firm.
所以你的心要坚强。
Because many people in this generation,
在这个世纪的人群里
have too many options.
因为我们有太多的选择
，too many choices.
有太多的选择
，always change.
而且不断的变化。
You buy something, you could return it.
你买一样东西，你可以退回去。
You know, check it out first. You know, test it out.
你不管怎么样，先买了再说，先用一下。
The heart of Christ,
耶稣基督的心呢？
Is firm and strong.
是非常坚强。
In Cantonese, is this some yuk yuk. The heart does not move.
就是心不动，心不会被移动。
Firm in a commitment to serve God.
所以心力坚强，致力于服侍神。
Because Paul said, in our generation.
所以保罗说，在我们这个年代。
If you're not firm,
如果你不坚强
，in your faith.
你的那个信仰不坚强
Your commitment to serve God.
你对神服事的这个决心不坚强
Verse 14 tells us that we will do everything by complaining or arguing.
第十四节讲到凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论
He said at the end of verse 15 in a crooked and depraved generation
他说呢在那个弯曲悖谬的世代
So in the Chinese is that people make turn and not straight.
所以在中文里也讲就是人可能会那个弯曲悖谬
Single-heartedness, single-minded.
就是那个心思意念
Our Lord came to serve God.
要一心全心全意的来服侍我们的神
To give his life for us.
把他的生命给我们
Nothing changed.
不要没有变没有变化
With time,
不管在什么时候
Bad time
不管是好时光还是坏时光
Heart that is firm
他的心一直是坚强的
So after Paul shared this message to encourage the Christian to have the heart of our Lord
当保罗跟那个跟众人分享这个经节要使我们有耶稣基督的心为心
In chapter 2 verse 19 to verse 30
在第二章的十九节到三十节
Our Lord gave two examples
我们的主呢给了我们两个范例
The first is Timothy
第一个呢是提摩太
The second is Epaphroditus
第二就是以巴弗提
In sending these two brothers
他呢把这两个弟兄呢打发出去
We know the heart of Paul
我们来知道保罗的心
The heart of the Apostle Paul is the same heart that our Lord have.
保罗使徒保罗所有的这个心，也就是我们主耶稣基督所有的心
is to put the needs of others above ourselves.
就是把别人的需求放在第一位。
Paul is an elderly missionary.
当时保罗是一个非常年迈的那个使徒
He's not a young man anymore.
当时他已经不再年轻了
He traveled thousands of miles to share the gospel.
他呢旅行千里来那个传播神的福音
Traveling wasn't easy.
当时呢那个旅行也很艰难
Many times he has to walk.
很多时候呢你必须自己徒步行走
Maybe a donkey would help him.
可能那个一个可以骑在驴上旅行
He's carrying a lot of cargo, the clothing, and maybe some food, and a lot of the Old Testament.
他呢，当时肯定也带了很多的物品，衣服啊，还有一些还有一些那个食物，还有一些其他的东西。
When you are elderly,
当你年迈的时候
，you need someone by your side.
所以呢，你需要有些人呢帮助你
，to help you,
来帮助你
，carry your luggage,
帮你呢提你的行李。
So I travel.
当我旅行的时候呢
，too bad my sons are not with me carrying my luggage.
所以经常把我的儿子带在身边，他可以提行李。
The luggage get heavier and heavier as you get older and older.
啊，你年纪越来越大，你的行李也越来越重。
And so Paul, in his last day of ministry,
所以保罗在他最后的那个使徒的时代呢
，is dependent on younger, coworker around him to take care of him.
他依赖他周围的年轻的同工来帮助照料他。
Not so much to help him preach,
并不是说帮助他去那个宣讲。
Nor to help him study the Bible.
也不是说呢，就是帮他呢那个学习那个圣经。
To help him with some very basic everyday needs.
是帮助他一些日常所需的一些活动。
Maybe go shopping.
比如说帮助他去那个
buy some,
去那购物。
Some good food.
去购买一些好的食品。
Right.
像那个那个蔬菜
，some healthy food，
一些健康的食品。
To pick up the dirty laundry and wash it，
帮助那个处理那个洗衣物。
So that Paul could concentrate on the ministry of the Word of God，
所以保罗可以那个专心在神的服事上面。
But in this chapter, this portion of Scripture，
在这一部分的经节里面呢
，Paul said， "I will send you two brothers."
这里保罗说呢，我要打发给你们两个弟兄。
Will you send the two brothers?
你会那派出两个弟兄吗
？If they're not with you,
如果他不和你在一起
，you have to go shopping.
所以你必须自己去购物。
You have to pick up all these things around the home.
所以呢，你必须清扫处理家里的所有的杂物。
You have to wash.
你必须去清洗。
Would you send?
你会。派出你的弟兄吗
？A lot of people won't.
很多人可能不会。
You know, a lot of the parents,
很多父母
，you know, want their kids to be around them when they're old.
当那个年迈的时候，都希望他们的子女在身边。
Some elderly couple,
比如说年迈的夫妇
taken care by their older son.
往往都是由家里的长子来那个照顾的。
Afraid that they move,
他们比较担心，如果他们离开。
The sense that my need comes first.
这呢也就是有一种心态，就是我呢是第一位的。
Because that's who we are. We're human nature.
这就是我们的人性。
But Paul said, "I will send you Timothy and Epaphroditus."
但这里保罗说，我会把那个提摩太和以巴弗提打发出去。
Who is Timothy to Paul?
对保罗来说，提摩太是谁呢
？When Paul was serving God in his last day, he didn't have too many people around him.
当那个保罗在他服侍神的最后年日的时候呢，他周遭的人不多。
Many of the brothers or co-worker left.
很多那个弟兄和同工都离开了。
A lot of them followed Paul when he was young and strong.
很多人呢，当保罗年轻强壮的时候，他们都跟随。
When he was a good preacher.
当他是一个非常好的那个传道者
he got a little old.
当他变得年龄大的时候
go retire.
他说呢你就可以退休了
Not too many people around him.
他周遭的人不多
But Timothy was around Paul.
但提摩太呢一直跟随着保罗
Paul said this is like a son to me.
保罗说呢提摩太就像他的儿子一样
I don't have any children. Paul don't have any children.
那个保罗没有什么子女
This is his only spiritual child.
这是他唯一的属灵的儿子。
Who took care of him？
他呢能够照顾他。
In 2 Timothy, verse chapter 1, Paul described Timothy's faith.
在提摩太后书里边呢，保罗也提到了提摩太的信心。
Timothy has a faith that is sincere.
提摩太呢有一个非常真诚的信仰。
He learned it from his mother and grandmother.
但那是从他的母亲和祖母那边学来的。
And the word that is used to describe Timothy,
来描述提摩太的这个词呢是
sincere，
是讲他非常真诚。
Means that Timothy followed Paul with no ulterior motive。
所以呢，提摩太跟随着保罗，没有其他任何私心。
Even Christians and those who are in seminary，
尽管哪怕是基督徒，就是在神学院里的基督徒。
Sometimes they serve a church or serve other Christians。
有时候呢，他们为教会服务，为其他的基督徒。
Maybe they need credits from seminary。
所以他们需要能去那个神学院的一个要求。如果他们完成了，他们就走了。
Many Christians go to church。
很多基督徒来教会呢。
Many different motives.
也有不同的那个目的。
Some have wonderful children ministry.
很多人呢希望那个来那个服侍那个孩子。
Some have good bagel.
很多人呢能够带来很多好的那个食品。
Some maybe get to know other people.
很多人呢想那个来了解那个其他人。
The motive is not purely to serve and seek God.
所以呢这个那个目标目的并不完全纯粹是服侍神。
And the word for sincerity，
而且呢也并不是很真诚的。
To describe Timothy， he was sincere in his faith。
所以那个来说提摩太的这个词描述他就是他是一个非常真诚的。
Sincere is that you are able to be held under the light。
所以呢真诚就是说呢你呢是一个靠得住的。
I don't know if you ever buy jade in China, right?
我知道在中国很多人买那个宝石。
You buy some porcelain that's expensive.
你可以买一些那个瓷器非常贵的瓷器。
You gotta take it out to the sun.
你必须把它放到那个阳光下。
Is it pure? Is it nice, smooth?
是看看它那个材质质地是不是纯。要把它放在光线下。
It was cracked and then somebody patched it.
是不是看它原来其实是碎的人家把它再拼起来的。
碎。
是不是碎的。
Timothy's faith was sincere.
所以提摩太的那个信仰非常真诚。
It is the same heart that Christ has.
也就是和基督耶稣基督一样的心。
Jesus loves us and serves us.
所以耶稣基督要我们去服
侍。No other motive.
没有其他的那个目的企图。
Timothy loved Paul and served Paul. No other motive.
提摩太爱那个保罗，服侍保罗，没有其他的私心。
And Paul was willing to share Timothy with other Christians.
所以保罗也愿意把提摩太和其他的基督徒分享。
Paul didn't have money.
保罗没有钱。
He was not able to buy gifts.
他也没法去买一些礼物。
His gift to the people, the churches, is a person.
所以他对给教会和基督徒的这个礼物就是他服侍他的人。
You ever think of yourself as a gift?
你要考虑到经常你自己本身就是一个礼物。
My sons, when they were like 12, I have twins, they were like 15 years old, 14 years old.
我有一个双胞胎的儿子他们当14、15岁的时候。
So they came up with a Christmas gift for that.
他们呢圣诞节呢就给我圣诞礼物。
They wrote down all the things that they would do for me for free.
他们呢写下所有他们那个会那个要做的不花白白做的那些
All this list of things that we would do.
所有的那些写下了很多他们要做的事情。
That's a gift for father.
他呢是那个给那个作为给我作为父亲的礼物。
Now I haven't used it yet. Still in my room with the list.
我在还保存着他们当时所写的这些
纸条。So maybe when I get old, I'll call my son up. Remember you said you're going to come back and clean my house?
可能等我老的时候，我会打电话给我儿子说，你看，你当时写的，等我老了，你会来帮我打扫房间。
Some of you who are younger in the congregation,
当在聚会当中一些年轻的弟兄姊妹呢
，present yourself as gifts.
必须把自己呢当做一个礼物显现出来。
Maybe some older members need their house to be clean.
可能呢某些年纪大的弟兄姊妹家里需要有人帮助打扫。
You offer yourself as living sacrifice.
所以呢你把自己呢当做是一个活祭。
And Paul sent Timothy.
保罗呢把提摩太打发出去。
As a gift to the people.
把他呢作为一个礼物送给其他人。
Because he was a valuable servant.
因为他是一个非常珍贵的仆人。
The second individual that Paul sent is Epaphroditus.
第二个保罗打发出去的这个人呢是以巴弗提。
In verse 25,
在25节
he said, But I think it is also necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother.
啊，他这里说呢，我想必须打发以巴弗图到你们那里去。
So
Epaphroditus
was sent by the Christian to help Paul.
所以呢，因为以巴弗提是其他的那个基督徒，送过来帮助保罗的。
啊，Paul described Epaphroditus as one his brother.
保罗把以巴弗图说成描述成第一，他是兄弟。
I noticed I was listed as brother Lee.
因为我知道经常把我称为叫李弟兄。
We are brother and sister in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里是弟兄姊妹。
We serve one another.
我们呢互相服侍。
The second is he is a fellow worker of Paul.
第二呢他讲是与我一同做工。
Third, Epaphroditus is a fellow soldier.
第三以巴弗图是一个士兵。
Our Christian life is a spiritual warfare.
我们基督徒的生活就是一个属灵的征战。
We are fellow soldiers.
我们是一个属灵的
engaging a spiritual battle
参与介入了参加了这个属灵的征战。
We gotta help
保护那个保罗的后面。
Fourth, Epaphroditus was a messenger from these Christian poor.
第三，以巴弗多也就是那些基督徒所差遣的。
They bring messages from two individuals.
他呢就是把两个人之间传递信息的使者。
The last thing Epaphroditus was, this he was sent by the church to take care of Paul.
最后呢，他所讲的是以巴弗提是其他教会送来供给保罗需用的。
In other words, Epaphroditus was a home care attendant.
所以也就是说呢，以巴弗提呢就是我们现在讲的那个护理人员。
How many of you have?护理
多少人有那个护理
How many of you work as a 护理
或多少人是做护理工作的
In my church, a number of elderly.
在我们教会呢有很多年长的人
I've been churches where elderly people bring their home attendant.
所以很多年长弟兄也把他们帮助他们护理的人员一同带到教会来
Some bring their elderly to the church and they go shopping.
很多那护理人员把那个年长的弟兄姊妹带到教会以后呢，他们自己就去购物去了。
So we invite some to sit with the elderly.
我们在邀请这些护理人员和他们所护理的弟兄姊妹一起坐在教会里。
Last year there was an elderly in our church brought her 护理。
去年呢，我们的有一个年长的弟兄姊妹把他的护理一同带来了。
She's from 哈尔滨，哈尔滨，哈尔滨。
他是哈尔滨来的。
She sat.
她也坐在那边。
She listened to God's word.
她也听神的话。
She believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
她也相信耶稣基督的话。
She was baptized.
她也被受洗了。
But when she came to the church,
当她来到教会的时候呢
，She started cleaning the church.
她开始那个帮助教会清洗。
She cleaned all the table.
她那个打扫所有的桌子。
She had a heart of service.
她有一个服侍的心。
Epaphroditus,
就像那个以巴弗提一样
was sent to Paul as a home attendant.
所以他被差遣去做保罗的那个护理。
And Paul said, "I want to send him back."
对，保罗说，我想把他再送回去。
He worked so hard.
他工作很努力。
He almost died.
他几乎要死。
I don't know if you ever clean house.
我不知道你那个打扫家里的时候
，take care of someone who is elderly，
特别是如果照顾年长的人
，who clean have to clean them take them out of bed，
必须帮他们清洗身体，让他们在床上服侍。
I have an aunt 105，
我有一个阿姨，有一个105岁。
My cousin and her husband take care of her。
我的那个表兄弟呢，那个和他的那个丈夫呢，就一直那个。表妹和丈夫就一直照顾她。
They have to hire someone to help wash her.
但必须呢去雇一个人帮助她清洗身体。
Hard work
是非常难的工作。
In Cantonese, 走谁人啊？
就在广东话里面。
You could die from doing this.
可以工作到死。
Epaphroditus worked so hard he almost died.
所以呢，以巴弗提工作非常努力，几乎要死。
And Paul wanted to send him.
所以呢，保罗想把他那个带回来。
Why did Epaphroditus work so hard? He almost died.
为什么以巴弗提 工作的非常辛苦，几乎要死呢？
In verse 30,
在三十节讲到，
Because he almost died for the work of Christ,
因他做为做基督的功夫几乎致死，
He risked his life,
他呢不顾性命。
Why?
为什么？
To make up for the help you could not give me,
要补足你们供给我的不及之处。
It is because others did not help Paul or serve Paul, one individual, two individual took on the heavy load.
因为其他人无法来那个照顾保罗，所以一两个同工呢，把其他所有人要做的工作呢都做了。
But here is where Epaphroditus' heart reflect the heart of our Lord.
所以他把以巴弗提的这个心呢，来表示他也是那个基督的心。
The heart of Christ,
基督的心呢
，is to serve,
是服侍
，with love,
以爱来服侍
，like a servant,
就像一个仆人一样，像一个奴仆一样，从来不抱怨。
Epaphroditus was working so hard,
以巴弗提工作太努力了。
He saw the need that people didn't see.
他看到了其他人没有看到需要满足的需求。
But he never stopped to complain.
他从来不抱怨。
You know, it's natural for you and I to work hard, right?
当然你我都可能会工作非常努力。
I find sometimes the harder I work,
我发现我那个工作越努力，
the more critical I am.
我变得越来越那个批评。
Wait a minute, how come I'm the only one that's doing this?
我是唯一的人在做这个事情的。
What about that guy over there?
到底其他那些人在干嘛？
How about You know, I don't know if you've been around people like that.
你可能也碰到过这样的人。
Sometimes I'm like that.
有时候我也是这样。
You go to a family dinner.
如果你去那个家庭的会餐。
Yeah, the lady in the kitchen.
那个女士在厨房里不断的烹饪。
Sweating.
出汗。
In Cantonese, it's black face, black mouth, black face. How hot mean? It's angry.You see steam coming out of the house.
就是那个气的脸发青。
So sometimes when people, the more busy they are,
当有时候他越繁忙的时候，
the more angry they are.
他们变得越来越恼怒。
Because they say, what about those people?
他们都会抱怨其他人在干嘛。
How come I'm the only one that's working to death?
为什么是我一人几乎忙得要死？
Epaphroditus,
那个以巴弗提，
heart of Christ,
就是有耶稣基督的心，
Don't complain.
他不抱怨。
Focus on helping.
只是注重于他的帮提供帮助。
Even when he got sick,
甚至在他得病时候，
someone has to come in and help him to stop.
所以必须有些人呢，必须来介入呢，不让他再工作。
This is the heart of Christ.
这是一个耶稣基督的心。
The service he render,
他所提供的服务，
is one of love.
也就是表明了他的爱。
When the disciples
当那些使徒
had dirty feet,
他们那个手脚肮脏的时候，
he didn't say, why don't you wash each other's feet? Look at dirty feet.
为什么你把那不去把那个肮脏的手脚那个
smelly feet,
那个味道不好的脚洗干净？
He could have sent a coat of guilt to the rest of the disciples.
他可以那个选另外的人做这事。
Instead,
而不是这样。
He quietly,
他非常安静的
got a towel.
拿到一个毛巾
，take up a basin，
拿了一盆水
，begin to kneel down，
然后跪下
，and wash the feet of the disciples，
来为那个使徒洗脚。
This is the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ，
这就是我们耶稣基督的心
，who loves us so much，
他太爱我们
，never want to put us down，
永远也不想让我们失望。
And this is the heart, brother and sister in Christ。
这就是耶稣基督修弟兄姊妹的心。
This is the heart of Christ.
这就是基督的心。
That God wants us to have.
也就是神希望我们有拥有的这个心。
To be like our Lord.
就像我们的神一样。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us so much.
感谢我们对我们非常爱的耶稣基督和神。
He came to us with a humble heart.
他来到我们面前以一个非常谦卑的心。
He came to serve us.
他来服侍我们。
He obeyed the Father.
他顺服父神。
He was firm in his heart to serve us, to love us to the end.
他坚强他的心，爱我们，服侍我们，直到最后。
Maybe follow the example of Apostle Paul, Timothy, and Epaphroditus.
像我们能够来跟随学习使徒保罗、提摩太和以巴弗提。
So that we will be more like our Lord Jesus Christ to honor you and glorify you and love one another and serve one another.
所以我们能够像耶稣基督一样有这个心，能够互相爱护，来那个。遵从那个荣耀神的心，互相服侍，互相帮助。
It is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督尊贵宝贵的名祷告。Amen.